The day has finally come. I'm stoked. Watch this. You're gonna shit yourself. All right. Here you guys. You ready, Ali?
Paul Diamond is a young farmer from Mansfield in Victoria's high country. Spends a lot of time on his own, and in his words, he sees a lot of weird stuff. So he films it. And because of that, he's brought joy to millions worldwide, along with his Kelpie, Ali. Ali had a bad accident, but she's back working on the farm. So after Paul filmed the wheelchair-bound working dog getting back into the paddock, they proved to the world that only two working legs won't stop a working dog.
She's a beautiful dog, my main working dog. And unfortunately, about 6 months ago, she had a traumatic spinal injury where she got backed up against a race gate and a sheep, and from there it just went downhill and she lost the use of her back legs. So we went through, and it's probably a credit to my partner Adelaide. She said, oh, she's done so much for you and she's been such a great dog, we've got to give her a lease of life and just give her a second chance. So we went through the vet system and, you know, allowed her to heal appropriately. And then we traveled all the way to Adelaide, funnily enough, and we found this lady there that's got a business, and we got these wheelchair, like, we didn't even know there was dog wheelchairs, and we went all the way there and fitted her out, and next minute she was flying around the farm again.
So your favorite working dog gets a new lease on life in a wheelchair. When did you decide you'd try her out working sheep again?
Well, I guess it came down to these dogs, they don't get paid, right? They get fed and they become part of the family, and we're in debt to them. They're as good as three working people on a farm every single day. So the least I could do was give her that lease and go, right, she's still keen. Her ears were perking up. She was in the back of the ute and she just wanted to get out and bloody get around them. But obviously she couldn't without the use of her back legs. So we just converted wheels for legs.
What I love about this, Paul, is you filmed it all, right? You decided to get her back in the paddock, but we all got to watch along. Why'd you do that?
I guess I just do it for my family, and my missus isn't there with me every day. So I wanted to show her, look at this. And I guess the commentary with the video just came with the excitement of the situation. Like, I was actually amazed. I was blown away that she could just zoom through this paddock and actually get around the sheep, and not just do it just for the shits and giggles, but to actually be a bit handy. It was weird.
Hopefully she doesn't hit a bloody wombat hole. It's working! Oh, I can't believe it.
What was it like seeing your favourite dog get to work again after such a traumatic injury?
I was blown away to a point where I was almost emotional. It's choking me up a bit now. To be completely honest, I was almost there to give up on her, but my missus just kept me going because it was so hard for me to see this dog that would jump on the back of utes and, you know, run the whole farm six times a day and then see her like this. But that sort of just came back around. Wow, she's going again. This is unreal.
How did she go in the paddock with the sheep?
Yeah, I think, like, you know, we were trying to mob up a mob of sheep that was spread throughout the paddock. You know, we're shearing at the moment, and you know, I just thought I'll tie up my now main dog Rex, and so he can't influence this situation, and then let her out, put her in her chair, and gave her a command, and she went right as far as she could until she got stuck in the rushes, and that mob of sheep bunched up, got together, and then obviously we had a couple of obstacles.
Doing it, get over. She's stuck in the rushes. She's stuck. I think she got stuck in the rushes. I'll better go help her. Take note. She gets stuck in the rushes. All right, we'll go paddocks with no rushes.
She was a bit out of her element in the chair, but this was the paddock we were in. And then, you know, I swapped dogs and, you know, got them into the next paddock. And so she had an influence on that mob in that paddock on that day, and I was ecstatic.
You sound like a proud father.
Exactly right. It's probably, yeah, so I've got two children, and yeah, maybe the third proudest day.
After some adjustments, shorten the wheels, let's go. There's the shape, let's go. You ready, Ali? Oh, ready, ready. Ali, way behind. Go behind, go on.
You put this video of her on TikTok. First things first, what's the reception been like?
Oh, crazy. This video, I had a couple of beers on a Friday night, and as I was getting ready to pack up, I was just jumped on the couch and put a couple of slides together, so to speak, and then woke up the next morning. This was, I posted about 11 p.m. Next morning, there was 500,000 or 600,000 views, and then by the 24-hour mark, it went over 1 million. I think now 3 or 4 days later, it's sitting on 1.5 million views, and that just blew me away. I couldn't believe the response from people all over the world, to be honest.
Does she have a future now, getting out to work every now and then on your farm?
Who knows what's going to happen with this dog in the future, but we're going to go for as long as we can, as hard as we can, and if when the time does come, because it is going to come, we will know that we gave her a new life, a new experience. She went as hard as she could for as long as she could, and we did our best, and that's the best we can do.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.